Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up on the show, we've looked at all the numbers. Now we'll lock in our favorite plays on the gridiron as we pick six. I got an email yesterday from BetMGM regarding NASCAR odds. When is the last time that you watched a NASCAR race? I can't even remember. Isn't Jake, your husband, isn't he a huge NASCAR fan? Because I haven't watched one in years.
Well, he used to be. He really liked Dale Jr., but it has been many moons since Dale Jr. was racing in NASCAR. So I don't even know who the stars are now. Like, that's not a good sign. When you're not following a sport and you can't even, like, name the main drivers, like, is it still, like, let me take a stab in the dark. Joey Logano, does he still race?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I'm not even sure.
Like, maybe? Absolutely.
Like, I couldn't even tell you what he looked like, though. Like, if he walked past me at, like, a Target, I wouldn't even know it's him. So I don't know if it's like due to marketing or what. It just feels like NASCAR has lost a lot of their star power.
Yeah. How's Richard Petty? Is he still on the track? No.
The Intimidator. Oh, that's Dale Earnhardt?
That's Dale Earnhardt.
What's
senior?
That's all right. What's Richard? He has a nickname too, right? What's his nickname?
The King. Greatest. The King. King Richard, 200 NASCAR wins. Still kicking it, man. The old STP 43 car. That's what I remember when I was growing up. Still around. King!
I feel like Richard Petty looks like somebody who smokes like a pack of cigarettes a day. Like, his face just has that look to it. Like, I feel like he smokes cigarettes.
Also, he's been around for a long time. How old is Richard Petty? He's got to be pushing 90. Someone
looked
that
up. He's 88.
Okay. Yeah, right there. And he probably smoked back in the
day.
You know? You went to NASCAR
race? Even
when
he was like 40, he looked like that.
That's true. He's always kind of had that look to him. That's a king right there. You don't mess with the king. You also don't mess with BetMGM when it comes to promotions. How about this Pro Football No Sweat token? You can get in the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token, getting your state back in bonus bets if you don't win. Well, that was I'm glad we got everyone up to date on NASCAR with the very latest news and insights so you can win your bets this weekend. Hey, the Intimidator, wasn't that right? Oh, no.
Nailed
Richard Petty
it.
Smoke. He used to smoke, right? Like, all of the pertinent information you need to make NASCAR bets.
Razor sharp. That's fine.
Well, it's a Friday, and it's the only time when a pick six is a good thing.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. I'm actually grabbing points with South Carolina. South Carolina plus 11.5 is the play. Opened South Carolina plus 12.5 against Bama. They're playing in Columbia. Now, I know you got to bear with me here. The Gamecocks, it's been a disappointing season for them. They've lost four straight. But I feel like this is a bad spot for Alabama to cover this number because of their schedule. They have already played Georgia, Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee. They have to be worn out, and this is the break that they need before they get back on the real SEC schedule, the tough part of their SEC schedule, which continues, which is against LSU and Oklahoma as well. I hope they crush Oklahoma. I need this. Texas has been so bad this year. I just need Alabama to crush Oklahoma when they play. But before that, this is that letdown spot right before Oklahoma gets, or before South Carolina gets right back into the meat of what they do. So this game is on the road. Money headed the right way. I know it's not a sexy pick, but let's go South Carolina plus 11.5 hosting Alabama. I feel like this is a touchdown win for the Crimson Tide instead of getting into double digits. Go Cox!
I knew that was coming. Yeah, I was hoping I didn't have to say it, so I appreciate you, Jax, for doing that for me. If you want to watch it, it's an SEC battle in Columbia starting at 3:30 Eastern.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so here is the public dog of the week that I will probably be playing. I know it sounds square and the line has gone the other direction, but I'm going to go with the Niners getting 2.5 at the Texans. For me, it just feels like the Texans are getting credit for blowing out some bad teams, and it just feels like an offense that has trouble scoring 20 points. We have seen C.J. Stroud so far this season. He has had trouble eclipsing 250 passing yards in any game this year, and you go against a Niners team that has been good in the spot when catching points. In each of the last three games, the Niners have been underdogs. They are 2-1 straight up in that, and I think it speaks volumes to what Kyle Shanahan can do as a head coach. And don't look now, McCaffrey looks like he has reached peak McCaffrey. Last game, rushed for 129 yards on 24 carries against the Falcons. I understand that the Texans are a good defense on paper, but still, if you're giving me points with the Niners, a team that has shown some resiliency this year with all the injuries, I'm going to take it. I am just not a believer in the Texans. So let's go Niners as dogs. Get in the 2.5 in Houston.
I like this quite a bit, actually. I was looking at this game earlier. Niners getting points? That doesn't make any sense to me. C.J. Stroud has been sacked 18 times this season. They cannot keep him upright. So I am with you on that, Chelsea. Let's go Niners and the Texans this weekend at 4 o'clock.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Missouri at Vandy. We're going to go over 51.5. Let the Diego Pavia for Heisman train begin. You can still get him at 9-1. That is great value. Being mentored by Johnny Football. Don't know how I feel about the off-the-field stuff, but there's no question on the field. They play in very similar ways, which is when a play breaks down, you have a hard time bringing Pavia down, and he's going to find a way to make a play on fourth down or otherwise. Vandy can move the ball. That offensive line might be the best offensive line in the country. It's easily the most physical. Dudes just bowling over opposing defenders. It is a blast to watch. Also, Vandy can run the ball. Fourth in college football in rush EPA. However, if you flip it, Vandy is not good defensively. They're one of the worst teams in the conference at stopping the run. They allow a ton of explosive plays. So they'll move the ball. They'll also give up a lot of points, and that's where the Tigers come in because Bo Pribula, the transfer from Penn State, can sling it. We saw that a couple weeks ago against Bama. When Missouri was in that game until the end, didn't look good last week against Auburn, but Vandy can.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Be had with the big play, and that's where the Tigers can also put up points in this game. I think we see a ton of those points this weekend. Totals come down a touch, so we're going against the money here. I think it's the wrong side. I'm going over 51 and a hook. Right there where you live, Chelsea, in Nashville.
Hell yeah, College game day is going to be here this week.
Yeah.
51.5 seems like a low total for a college game, because that's the thing in college. Like, we see explosive plays all the time, and especially with Vandy, when they have such good blocking up front, that offensive line, and we know that Diego Pavia can absolutely get loose at any moment. So I like that one as well. If you want to watch it, it is a 3:30 Eastern kick right here in the Music City.
Pick six.
All right, so speaking of low numbers, this one seems low to me between the Jets and the Bengals. Total in this one sits at 44, and I'm pretty sure we all saw what the offense for the Bengals can look like when Joe Flacco is slinging it. So maybe he's not going to throw the ball 47 times like he did last time around against the Steelers, but I still think this Bengals offense is fully capable of putting up a big number. And we have seen games with the Jets when they face decent offenses go over the totals. Like, you look at the first game of the year, Steelers-Jets 34-32. The Bills put up a 30 spot on the Jets defense. The Bucs scored 29. The Cowboys scored 37. I understand the last two games have been really low scoring, and I think that's why we get a low number for the Jets here. But still, I think both these teams can put up some points, because we haven't even talked about the Bengals defense. Like, as fun as a story as it has been talking about Joe Flacco, the defense still gave up 31 points last week, and the Bengals defense has not been good in the last 2 years. So it just feels like one of those games where this is too low of a total. I did check the weather. It's going to be a little cold in Cincinnati, but no forecast for wind, which is usually the deciding factor when it comes to totals. So we're going to hit the over 44 between the Jets and the Bengals.
All right. Let's do that. I kind of like the Bengals in this game as well. Am I wrong there? I mean, does it seem like too big of a number? I just feel like that the Jets are so bad and the Bengals had the Joe Flacco factor. I just think it's such a fun story. Maybe I'm leaning into that too much, but I think that's probably where I would go. I mean, it's at 6.5 now. Would you even look at that, Chelsea, before we move on?
I think I would look at it, but the sabotage factor is going to be the defense for the Bengals, because it has not been a good defense all season long. And I do think when you have a passing offense that can score in a hurry, like, sometimes it just gives more time for the other team. But again, like, do I really want to trust the Jets offense? Like, that's the sabotage factor for the over, is that the Jets offense has scored a total of 17 points over the last two games. But one of those matchups was against a really good Broncos defense, and I just don't feel that way about the Bengals defense. I think we see some points.
Regardless, whatever bet you want to make, you can check it out 1 o'clock on Sunday in Cincinnati.
Pick six.
Pick six.
This is going to be the saddest bet. My Longhorns at Mississippi State. I'm taking the Dogs +7.5. Do yourself a favor. Do not watch the Texas offense. Before we talk about that, can we go back in time? You guys remember, it was just a couple months ago, I was booking hotel rooms in Miami. Ah, yeah, I can see it now. Texas playing for the national title. And I've got a room not far from the stadium. Got a good deal. Arch Manning, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy. We're going to win a natty. Instead, Arch has been okay. The Texas offensive line, straight garbage. Texas can't run. They can't pass. All the onus is on Arch to move the offense, and he can't do it because he's not supposed to be playing hero ball. Sark, you're supposed to help him out with play calling and running the football, and Texas can't do any of those things. Defensively, Longhorns, one of the best in the country. That is what will keep them in this game. But they should not be laying 7.5 points to anyone. I know Mississippi State is not playing well. I get that. But this game is on the road in Stark, Vegas. We saw what happened last week in Kentucky. The Longhorns needed overtime in Lexington to win by a field goal. Barely won that game. I wish I were higher on the Longhorns. I hope they cover this number. If they do, I'll be happy to lose this bet. But I just cannot do it. Double D sees it. I see it. We all see it. Mississippi State.
Sad.
Plus 7.5. Hosting the once mighty Texas Longhorns, number 22, and holding on, Chelsea.
We got to find another hobby because it's been tough times in the kingdom for our teams.
Yes.
The Commanders are what? Double digit dogs against the Chiefs this week? I will say at least Texas is favored to win the game outright. The Titans are 14 point dogs against the Colts. So maybe we need to go to the pumpkin patch or something. Try to get our mind off our teams. Or hell, maybe we just jump on the bandwagon for another team. Maybe we'll just do that. If you want to watch Texas and Mississippi State, a 4:15 kick in Starkville.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right. So this one makes me a little nervous because I do think the Steelers are maybe not quite as good as their record reflects. But there is a stat in the Steelers and Packers game that I just can't get over. And we have known this as a trend in the betting space for quite some time now. And that is head coach Mike Tomlin against the number as a home underdog. One of the best records we've seen for a head coach, going 21-7-3 against the number since 2007 as a home underdog. In fact, as an underdog, Mike Tomlin has a winning record straight up. So I'm not saying that we need an outright win for the Steelers here against the Packers, but you know Aaron Rodgers is going to be super motivated for this one. I don't care what he says to the media. Like, he definitely wants to have a great game against the Packers. So I think the Steelers can keep it close. The trends agree with me here. So let's go Steelers getting the 3 against the Packers.
I totally agree with you. When I saw that and Aaron Rodgers was like, oh, it's just another game, you know, I'm happy to play him. I was like, okay. I mean, I get it. You got to say the right thing to the media. I mean, you don't have to. And he normally says whatever's on his mind. But I don't buy the idea that it's just another game when he's talking about I'm going to retire there or I want to retire with my jersey being hung at Lambeau Field. You know, I care about them. And I'm sure he does. But he would also like to stick it to them one more time. So yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, right? He has to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Has to. I'm with you. Steelers plus 3. Let's go. Coming up next, Jonas Show. Oh, we're not done yet. It's a Saturday Junior. That's for you, Dylan. We got our best bets and the Donkster coming your way. Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.